Apple gives $10 million to Lady Gaga fundraiser to fill WHO Solidarity Response Fund. By Lucas Nolan on April 7, 2020. This week, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced that the company would be donating $10 million to the One World Together at Home Chinese Virus fundraiser organized by Global Citizen and the WHO alongside celebrity Lady Gaga. Apple Insider reports that during a pre-recorded segment featuring pop star Lady Gaga aired on YouTube by The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, Apple CEO Tim Cook revealed that the tech giant would be donating $10 million to the One World Together at Home Wuhan Coronavirus benefit that will fund the World Health Organization's COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund. In the pre-recorded segment, Lady Gaga, who is personally fundraising for the event, suggested that they call the Apple CEO, stating, "I think we should call Tim Cook. I don't know if he knows he's going to be on TV just yet, but we're going to FaceTime him and find out." When asked to confirm a previously discussed donation figure, Cook stated, "You can confirm me, we are so proud to be a part of this." Later Fallon revealed that the donation would be $10 million. The One World Together at Home event will feature appearances by Alanis Morissette, Andrea Bocelli, Billie Eilish, Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day, Burna Boy, Chris Martin, David Beckham, Eddie Vedder, Elton John, Phineas, Idris and Sabrina Elba, J Balvin, John Legend, Casey Musgraves, Keith Urban, Kerry Washington, Long Long, Lizzo, Maluma, Paul McCartney, Priyanka Chopra Jonas, Shah Rukh Khan, and Stevie Wonder. Breitbart News recently reported that Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the director general of the WHO, took to Twitter to praise Gaga for her efforts in fundraising for the event. Apple CEO Tim Cook recently stated that the tech giant plans to produce 1 million face shields per week for medical workers. The company has already donated 20 million N95 masks to governments and hospitals. Apple CEO Tim Cook stated in a video posted to his Twitter account, "We've launched a company-wide effort, bringing together product designers, engineering, operations and packaging teams, and our suppliers to design, produce, and ship face shields for health workers." Cook added, "Our first shipment was delivered to Kaiser Hospital facilities in the Santa Clara Valley this past week and the feedback from doctors was very positive." The Apple CEO stated that the company's face shield design can be packed 100 to a single box and can be assembled in 2 minutes. Cook's video can be seen below. Apple has already given around 20 million yuan of its promised donation amount to the Beijing-based China Foundation for Poverty Alleviation to support 6 hospitals in Hubei, including a makeshift hospital set up in Lishanshan in Wuhan. China has shown incredible spirit and resilience during the COVID-19 outbreak, and we are grateful to our teams, partners and customers for their support during these challenging times, Cook said in his post on Weibo. Breitbart News reported last month that in a post to the Apple newsroom, tech giant Apple announced that it would be closing all stores outside of China shortly after reopening all of its stores in the country. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.